When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forever!
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try is Hampton High.
Hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but from my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone, it's Hampton again, talking about Rockville Prep stuff as usual. I've got a really, really, really great couple of guests today, and I'm really excited to get into it with them, but before I do, I just want to talk about the controversy that I actually got involved with. So basically, for you guys who don't know, there's just like a meme going around, and it's like basically, it's like in preparation for like Endgame, and it's like everyone should tag themselves from a different character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know? And so like everyone in school is like tagging themselves, and like it's kind of like a grade thing, but also like a school thing. Like everyone's like trying to get on the same like big like meme picture of all the characters, and there are so many freaking characters, you know, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And so, as a joke, I tagged myself as Thanos. As a joke. Okay? And now everyone is like being like, oh, so you think you're Thanos? So you think you're an evil world, like universe destroyer? And I'm like, no, I'm not evil. I just like, as, wouldn't it be funny as a joke? Like, I'm so not Thanos. Like, obviously not. Like, I'm obviously probably more like a Captain America type. Like, that I would so not be Thanos. It's funny that I tagged myself as Thanos, but people are really holding my feet to the fire there and being like, oh no, you're Thanos, man. Hey, where's the Infinity Gauntlet? I'm like, I don't have that. I actually have a shield. I'm more Captain America, you know? And so, or maybe like Bucky, to be honest. Like, I mean that type. But everyone's like talking to me like I'm some like evil, like they're making fun of me like I'm evil and like I'm like a super mastermind, and I'm not. I have never identified with the villains. I always identify with the heroes. I just did Thanos as a joke, and because he's the biggest and most important character right now, and so it's I sometimes think of myself as important that way, but inevitably in more of a Captain America type. So I think that's been put to rest. So if you guys keep on calling me Thanos, you actually know that you were in the wrong and that I am not Thanos. I just tagged it as a joke. So we got really great guests today. We got some really interesting guests today. So this is, we got Sam Rogan, the student body president. He's been on before.
Hello, so happy to be back. Thank you for having me here.
Of course, so happy to have you back. I'm so happy to get into it because you have something to talk about. But we also have the vice president of the student body. We have Ike Xavier. Ike, thank you so much for being you. This is your first time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for the invitation. And Sam, great to be with you as well.
Yeah, wonderful to be with you.
Oh, nice. This is the bat. What's it called? The duo. There's like a phrase, right? Like a Batman and Robin, I guess. We'll say Batman and Robin. We're talking about Marvel, now we're talking DC.
Dynamic.
The dynamic duo. Yeah. There we go. Ike, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Thank you.
So I'm so happy to have you both on. You know, we've obviously talked before, and we haven't really talked before, Ike. And so I'm excited to hear about your thoughts. I feel like the student body hasn't heard as much from you since you guys debated during last semester's class student body presidential debate, right?
Were you? Yes. Well, you know, since then I've been serving as vice president, and you know, Sam thinks Sam is doing a great job, and whatever I can do to help Sam succeed in his agenda, I'm game to do.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can Sam, you do have an agenda right now. You do have something you wanted to pitch as usual.
First off, I want to say Ike ran an incredible campaign and I'm so happy to have him be part of the team now.
Yeah, yeah.
Second of all, yes, I'm here to do some business again. I'm you know, sometime we're going to come on here and we're just going to talk video games or something, but yeah, I'm actually here to talk about a new initiative, a spirit initiative actually that I'm so excited about. Think about this. What do you do every single day? That's a question for you, Hampton.
Let's see. I go to school. I guess that's only weekday, so you caught me there. I eat. I go to the bathroom. I text.
You almost got it. You drink water.
Okay, mastermind, you got me, yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Every student in the school gets their own Rockville Prep water bottle.
Okay.
Great. But get this, it's color-coded depending on which class you're in. So I'm thinking the freshmen get blue, the sophomores get green, the juniors get yellow, and etc. This is a great way to, you know, just build camaraderie and know, you know, who's who. And not only that, but it saves the environment.
It's really great.
Okay, so different water bottle for whole school, same style except different color.
Yeah.
Rockville Prep logo on it. And how'd you get the color ideas?
Well, I was just feeling so inspired by sports teams.
Yeah.
And sort of how the colors like mark which team they are. And it like made me really feel like, okay, how can I feel like pride for my class, my squad, my team?
Exactly.
And so I thought it would be awesome if we could have a color that you have for the whole time at Rockville Prep.
Right. And so, but I'm asking, like, why which color for which?
Oh, that was just sort of a mock-up, a beta. I haven't really committed to the colors yet.
Okay, cool. So that can be something that we could all vote. We wouldn't be like given a color. We could sort of vote on the colors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ike, how's that all sound to you? I mean, where were you involved in this process?
Well, you know, it's a fantastic idea, and I look forward to its implementation, and I think a student body is going to be really happy about it.
That sounds great. I mean, and just for a different take, I mean, if you were to pick the colors for the grades, which colors for the grades would you pick?
I would, think my feeling on the colors is not important at this time. I think what's important is to rally together as a student body to make sure that this project does get implemented.
Okay. Very fair answer. That's a pretty interesting idea. You know, Ike, but now that we're here, I did want to talk to you about something. Where are you on the whole, you know, we should be allowed to untuck our shirts debate?
Well, I know that there's a sizable portion of the student body that does want to untuck their shirts. And, you know, again, I leave it to the student body. I leave it to Sam as the president of that body to decide what's best.
Right. But I'm only bringing it up because I feel like people have been talking about it. It's our dress code. We have to tuck in our shirts. People tuck in our shirts and get like demerits if they get caught with their untucked shirts. And something that a lot of people talk about. It's something that I actually haven't heard you speak to before. So it's interesting. I assume that maybe you didn't have an opinion.
It's just that our administration's official stance is that tucked in shirts are...
Hold up 1 second, Sam.
Tucked in sections are administration. Official
okay.
Perspective that tucked in shirts are essential to what it means to be a Rockville Prep student, and if you are untucking your shirt, you are disrespecting the skunks.
So I assume that from your silence in the general conversation, which is why I wanted to get Ike's perspective on that too.
Right, well, let's just start. I have another question for you.
Taco Tuesdays. People have brought up the idea they want a Taco Tuesday. They want Taco Tuesday to be more permanent. We've had Taco Tuesdays in the past.
Again, I would say that I defer to student body and Sam as the president of that body.
But you like tacos, right?
Taco Tuesday comes Sam, when please, it Sam, can
actually,
come.
Sam, I'm actually... Is, Sam, like I'm
food
actually...
Distributor
Sam,
kind
I'm
of a complicated
asking,
I,
system.
I yield. Sam. I would like to hear Sam's answer as well.
Okay. Then Sam, what's your answer? If Ike wants to hear, I'll hear too.
we can't control how many Taco Tuesdays we can have. It's the cafeteria, it's the food distributors. There are some special ingredients that we have investigated in getting from a different distributor, but it's difficult at this time.
And yet Meatless Mondays have been extended.
Yeah, well, that just
that started as a February thing, and now it's it seems like an all times thing. So, Mike, I want to ask you, how do you feel about Meatless Mondays? I'll tell you my perspective. I think it's great for people to have the choice to not eat meat, but I think it's awful for people to be shamed for wanting to have some bacon every once in a while, specifically on a Monday.
Yeah, well, you know, again, I feel that in a democracy, all voices are important. And I know there's some people who like Meatless Mondays, some people who don't. I think that there is a way to make everyone happy. And I think Sam's doing a good job in ensuring that, the best thing is being done.
I think our administration's official stance is that Meatless Monday is incredible as a move. We've really made positive change in the school menu.
Okay, great to hear from Sam, and great to hear that Ike supports Sam's perspective on that matter. Just curious about more things. Shorts. At this short time, we're not allowed to wear shorts unless it is 80 degrees or above. I'm saying when 75 degrees is still pretty hot.
Oh, you know, I still think it's a pretty good policy. I think it's in place for a reason, and I'm sure if Sam felt differently, then he would initiate the changes necessary. But I think it's in place now.
But I guess I'm asking, what do you think? But I'm not even talking to the vice president now. I'm just talking to someone in the student body.
He said his
Hold up, Sam. I'm just talking to someone in the student body.
I believe he said what he meant to say.
I heard what he said. It actually is recorded, so I can even listen back if I have trouble remembering.
Hampton, I can't help but feel that you're not here to talk about our spirit initiative. This is an abuse of your platform, I feel.
You know, I hear what you're saying. You know what? And we can
I don't know what your game is.
I don't have a game. I do not have a game. And you know what? We can go back and talk about your spirit initiative. I just was curious about some of Ike's thoughts on some of the policy issues that have been going on in the Rockville Prep chat rooms and Rockville Prep, you know, whisper circles, because I feel like you haven't been as forthcoming about that. And maybe I should have asked you of that up front, and that's on me. But since we're here, you know, a lot of people haven't really heard what Ike thinks since he ran against you. And for those of you who don't know, we have a different class president every semester. That's how Rockville Prep works, all right? And so these campaigns are happening all the time. Actually, it's better when they just happen in the beginning of the semester, but now it's like, now people are campaigning, like, you know, at the end of the next semester before. So you guys will be running again soon together, right? But we haven't really, and so we just haven't really heard you speak since the last election, you know, where you had, I believe, some of the campaigns that you had, that I believe you were very vocal about liking those ideas yourself, and so maybe they could have come along. You wanted more grass on the lawns. Is that right, Ike?
Well, I did campaign on with that proposal that more grass, I think, is better, not only for the students, but for the faculty as well. I think it's a responsibility of a president to look after not just the needs of their immediate constituents, but anyone who's making contact with those constituents, namely the staff and administrators.
I love that. How has that been going? Has that been a part of your initiative?
Yeah, we're definitely including. We're talking with the groundskeepers, trying to, you know, get some more grass out there.
Okay, so it's moving. That's great. That's great. I believe your other campaign promise, you're promising a greater variety of flowers in the gardens.
Yes, I think flowers are a great thing to have, and the more variety there is, the better, actually.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I agree. I think that's a great idea. I think more people would be very excited to hear that idea again, as it's been mysteriously absent from the agenda
semester. I would say that the presidency of a class is something that no one can prepare for. And if there's anything that has been absent as far as information about some of those initiatives, I think it's because Sam is dealing with a lot, actually.
Thank you.
And I think that, you know, there's a learning curve. There is definitely a learning curve. And I think Sam is is learning the job faster than any of his predecessors. So,
and I guess being his right-hand man during that time has given you a unique education in the challenges of the office for future use.
Well, it has been a privilege to serve alongside Sam this past semester, and let me tell you, I mean, I don't envy him. I don't envy him. The work he has to do, the work that he has to
Thank
get
so
done,
much.
The many voices that he's trying to keep in balance, and it's really quite a task. It really is quite a task, and I just want to take a moment to commend Sam on the job that he's done so far.
Okay, I just want to thank Ike so much for coming on with me today and supporting me. I just have
some more questions for Ike, though.
Well, so could you let me finish?
I feel like I've let you finish many a time, and I feel like Ike has been very polite. I just have more questions for him. It's nice to hear his thoughts, nice to hear his voice, and I just, I want to hear more.
Okay, you know what? If you want to talk to Ike so bad, that's great. I'll go to the bathroom, get it out of your system. I'll be back in a couple minutes, and we can, actually talk about student government.
Okay, fine. We'll actually talk about student government.
Yeah, we'll actually talk about it.
Okay, we'll actually talk about when you're back.
Awesome, I would actually like to talk about it later when I'm back from the bathroom.
We will actually talk about when you're back from
That'd
the bathroom.
That would be actually really nice. Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, go to the bathroom.
Number one.
I didn't need to know that. TMI much? Hey, TMI much? Too much information? That could be like a hashtag or something. Ike.
Yes.
So you're doing a really great job.
Thanks.
I just wanted to let you know something. Because, the elections will be coming up again. Are you guys going to run like a joint ticket or something? Or are we going to...
Look, I'm just here to support Sam and...
I know. I'm just letting you know that I know that Markel is going to be running for class president.
Yeah, I heard whispers about that.
Yeah, and his big thing is to extend the time between periods.
Hmm.
5 to 6 minutes. He's pushing for 7, but I think he can get 6 minutes.
Well, that's an interesting development.
And all I'm saying, is that Sam versus Markel, look, Markel's great. He's really popular. We all like him. He's smart, but, Sam's been driving this truck for a while.
He's been there for a little while. And I've loved every minute of him being there.
And don't worry, we'll edit all this out. This isn't going to be on. But like with Sam running and Markel running and you running, the votes might fall a little bit differently, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, you're not, that's not a surprise to me. I do know how the numbers break down for a three-way race.
Would you say?
I'd be a little more competitive in that kind of a situation, but my focus once again is on supporting Sam. That's what I'm thinking about right now.
That's what you're thinking about right now, Ike.
Okay, not right now, but usually that is what I'm thinking.
Okay,
about, sure.
I'm not being once again literal. Like, look, I all I'm saying is that like you got great ideas, and like, look, you're not gonna beat Sam 101, but you could beat him if Markel was taking some of those votes out of the way.
Yeah.
Think about those gardens. Yeah. Untouched. Actually, probably less flowers than there are now than there were before.
You know, there has been a downward trend on these, the variety of flowers the gardens. And I think that if I just had a shot at the presidency, we could introduce, an exponentially greater variety of flowers. You get rid of a tulip 1 year, and then you get rid of daffodils another. It's a slow, it's the start of a slow slide into some kind of, prison-like school grounds. We're not in prison. It's a school. There should be flowers.
And the passion in your voice right now, the student body isn't going to ever get to hear that.
Well,
and when you're that passionate, you could do something, I promise you.
Look, I appreciate your comments. I appreciate that praise.
Look, Sam's only ever going to do anything if it has to do with school spirit. He doesn't care about the student body. He doesn't care about the facts of the school.
I understand. God, there's so much more that we could do as Oh my God. So you know the senior trip that we do each year to DC? The Shakespeare Theater in DC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm as much of a fan of Shakespeare as the next person. To be or not to be.
Hey, that's a question, my friend.
But I think that there's more, you know, there's so, it's just so old.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Those plays have been around for hundreds of years.
I know.
We should go to a concert.
Ike?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
That's a good idea. Look, here's all I'm saying is that, like, throw some of these ideas out when Sam gets back, all right? Let the students know what your thoughts are, all right? Don't have to make a decision right now. Just let them know that your thoughts are strong and powerful and are different from Sam's, all right?
I don't know. You think so?
I think so.
Well, I'm back from the bathroom. Hey, guys. Happy to be back.
Hey,
what did I miss? Fill me in.
Hey, you got you missed number one. You missed we're doing number ones, too. So what? You didn't miss much because it was the same thing that you were doing.
Were you did number ones?
No, that was a joke. Because usually what I missed, I wanted to be like, oh, you didn't miss anything. It's the same thing that you did. That was the joke I was trying to make.
Oh.
We were not peeing ourselves.
Yeah, I guess it's just kind of confusing because you told me you were peeing yourself.
But you know, speaking about water,
right?
About water, we were talking about these water bottles. Talking about these
excellent
water
idea, bottles. Of course.
Great, yes.
And so Sam had this great idea to have water bottles and to have, you know, different colors in all of them. You know, and what was your take on that again?
Well, like, you know, again, I think that the water bottles are a great idea, and I'd actually personally be very excited to, you know, have one of these bottles myself. But I just wonder, you know, it's probably would be best if we got new water fountains. I was at the airport this past summer, family vacation, we're traveling, flew. And the water fountains at the airport actually have they're more convenient. They're built for filling up water bottles.
Huh.
And, you know, fountains we have now here are just not, they're a little bit vintage, I guess. I think there's just room to upgrade the infrastructure of the school.
That's a very interesting idea. You know, so what you're basically saying is that if we
allowed to respond, I think I should be allowed to respond.
Is this a debate? Is this a debate?
Oh my God. This is not a debate.
It's not a debate.
So what you're saying is that if we were to have water bottles, then it would make sense to have water fountains that accommodate the water bottles that we all have. That's a really good idea.
It's just something that struck that came into my mind. I'm not, you know, it's just something that came
I would
mind.
Like to say something. I feel, you know, I understand that it's maybe difficult. I know you had some big ideas for changes you want to make to the school, and it's unfortunate that you know, you weren't able to win the election and therefore get your full agenda. But I'm just letting you know now, I want to work with you.
Hey,
I think
Sam,
these water bottles.
Sam, quick question.
I want to work with you too, Sam. I've just expressed an idea that I had.
This is actually getting a little intense. Let's calm down. Let's do something we can all agree with. Sam, how did you enjoy the Shakespeare trip this year? The Shakespeare trip, I believe it was Richard III. Did you enjoy the Shakespeare trip this year?
Yeah, I find it's a wonderful tradition for seniors to do.
Yeah, going to the Shakespeare Theater in D.C. What did you think? We can all agree here, right? I'm sure you enjoyed the Shakespeare trip as well.
You know, yes, I think that I can agree that I enjoyed it. I think there are other things that could have been enjoyed more by more people, but you know, I generally enjoyed the trip.
What do you mean by that, Ike?
Well, I mean that I generally enjoyed the trip. It's
he
a tradition.
Enjoyed the trip, is what he's
but
saying.
But I think that you know, if there were the budget or the wherewithal, I don't know how these decisions get made, but I think a concert of some kind would be good. Some kind of musical enrichment, you know, would be nice for the student body to experience.
I love that idea. Instead of a Shakespeare trip, a concert. Now, that's a very interesting idea.
And next up, let's have a water fountain that shoots out Coca-Cola. Look, some things are simply too extravagant and not necessarily educational. A concert, I think they're fun. I'm a chill guy. However, you have to do this on your own time. This is not the school trip.
Yeah. I guess so. You don't seem to drink soda on their own time too, I guess.
if that is their choice, I think students should be able to do what they want outside of school.
Oh, a big soda man. Yeah, well, I guess he wants to drink a little soda out of a straw, eh?
What is that supposed to mean?
Soda out of a straw. It just seems like, you know, weren't you the one who didn't want to do a straw band?
I just feel like it's too much change for right now. We're already, you know, expanding Meatless Mondays, as you noticed. I think the kitchen and the cafeteria staff are dealing with a lot right now, and I think banning straws would require, you know, new milk.
Okay, I do want to step in here because I just want to share that, you know, I don't, Sam, you know, I support you.
Yes,
you know that a lot of your ideas I'm behind and want to see implemented, but for the record, I do want to share that I think banning straws has been a positive thing. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a plastic crisis, not only around the world, but at this school. And I think it's a common sense step to ban straws. I think people are very capable of you know, drinking straight from the bottle or the can or the cup or the mug or, you know, whatever it is. But I do just want to say, just for the record, I am for the straw ban.
Well, I'm not some, you know, anti-environment loser. I mean, that's part of the whole thing with the water bottles. Like, I'm doing the water bottles for the environment. Like,
if you're such an environmentalist, then how? If you're such an environmentalist, then why are the gardens full of maybe like four or five varieties of flowers? And there should be a larger variety
of
flowers.
What? I can't control the flowers. Look, the president.
Can you, or have you chosen not to?
I cannot. The president is in charge of spirit and getting spirit all the way up, and that is exactly what I tried to do.
I just would like to share, for the sake of students listening, that just so they have a comprehensive view of what the presidency is, you do have the room in that office to implement change in more areas than spirit. There's the administration has expressed that they're open to hearing ideas on in many different areas that affect student life. So I think it's, again, I support Sam 1,000%. Mm-hmm. But I do want people to know that there is... you know, the administration is very open to ideas on different areas that affect students.
So they say they are. You guys don't understand. You don't deal with them directly. Look, they won't budge. Okay, they're blocking me whenever I try to do anything. I have to focus right now on the water bottles. Okay, because it's the water bottles that I'm starting to get some leeway on. Then we can talk about the flowers. Then we can talk about the straws.
So enact what you can enact, not what the people want. Okay. I want to thank you both for being on this podcast. I want to thank you for both.
So
I
want to
thank you. I want to thank you both for being on the podcast. I'm going to do you both a favor and not ask you to pick who the coolest freshman is, because that would, like, you know that you guys are both, well, you're not both running for office, but you're both in the political field. I don't want to make you pick sides in that way. So I want to thank you both. Thank you all for listening to Hampton High. And, you know, when the ballot box is happening, we're going to have a more informed conversation. That's great. I love you all so much. great job, guys. Great job. That was great. You know, I think your water bottle stuff will definitely, you know, now people know. That's great.
Hampton, I don't know what it is you have against me.
Anything against you. I kind of think you had a bunch of great ideas. I'm really excited to hear those.
Thanks. I just want to reiterate that I was just sharing a few key opinions because we were being broadcast to say I'm, you know, in the practical day-to-day, you know, I support
Hampton manipulation. I don't know what it is you want, what agenda you're trying to get.
I'm not pushing any kind of agenda.
What is going on? Don't lie to me.
So first of all, I'm not pushing anything. I'm just saying that, like, if this existed, then it's good that it's out in the open. I'm just saying that, like, you know, other people are going to be running. And so I wanted as many ideas. All in the, with the knowledge I have that, I mean, you know, you're not an idiot. You know Markell's running for class president, for student body president, at my
opinion. Sure.
So I'm just saying, you know, the more runners, the more ideas out there.
You're trying to sabotage me.
I'm not trying to
You're trying to sabotage me.
I'm not trying to sabotage
You're trying to split the vote and sabotage
I'm me. Not trying to split the vote and sabotage I'm Ike, come on. I mean, I'm just, when you were in the bathroom, we talked about just like how much I was interested in your ideas.
Well, I thought that was a private conversation. I was happy to talk to you about that, but I would hope that that would be something that would just stay between us.
And it continues to stay between us.
Hampton, if you use this podcast to try to ruin my student body president career, I'm going to tell your dad. I will tell your dad.
Do not tell my dad.
I will tell your dad.
Do not tell my dad.
No, this is like really messed up. Like, this is like my thing. Like, I don't have all these other things that like everyone else has. Like, I have student body president. If you ruin that, like, why am I even in high school? You know, like, this is like messed up, and I will tell your dad.
Do not tell my dad. He's crazy. Please do not tell my dad.
No, I'll tell him.
Or I'm not. Don't tell him. Don't tell him anything.
I will.
Please don't tell my dad.
Okay, I won't tell your dad.
Please.
You need to lighten up.
Please
you
do.
You need to get off
my... You're the one who needs to lighten up.
No, you need to get
off... Just don't tell my dad. Please, dude. Do not tell
this
my dad.
This is my one thing.
Is there something with your dad? Are you okay at home?
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.